This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. A bill at the State House would further restrict teen driving, doubling the temporary phase when teens are learning from 6 months to a year. Republican Representative Gary Scheer and Democratic Representative Michael Shee are the co-sponsors, and Representative Shee joins me now. Currently, teens have to take a driver's ed class, complete 50 hours of driving, and hold a temporary permit for 6 months. Why double that last part?
Well, studies have indicated that teens who have a longer period of time holding that permit, and there's a greater likelihood that they're going to be successfully operate on an automobile in the state without having a collision. So the statistics indicate that people, young citizens in that time frame, there's a dramatic increase, a 15% increase in the injuries and in fatalities. And so we're trying to extend the time where they'll get more supervision and restrict the amount of time that they're driving late at night.
Lots of families depend on their teen driving, not just to get them to school, but to tow their younger siblings around, to get to part-time jobs. Won't this make it tougher on them?
The statistics seem to indicate that the longer that we have supervised driving, the greater likelihood that we're going to be able to reduce the number of fatalities and the number of serious injuries in automobiles. And for us not to react to the statistics that we're looking at, I think we do a disservice to the citizens of the state and certainly to the young people that we're trying to move from being non-drivers to being drivers on our highway. Will it impact certain families in a negative way for about 6 months? It's very possible that it can be an inconvenience, but in the long run, it might mean that that child is going to be with you for the rest of your life.
This bill did not pass out of committee last year. What makes you think it has a better shot this year?
Well, we did make some amendments to it. Originally, the nighttime driving was we wanted to restrict that from 9 o'clock until 5 o'clock in the morning, and we got some pushback for some of the reasons that you had mentioned, and so we have changed that nighttime driving to 9 o'clock. I mean, till 10 o'clock until 5 in the morning, when you couldn't have your driver. You could not be driving under those circumstances unless you were going to, let's say, a school function, a church function, or a work-related or a work function from work.
Representative Michael Shee, thank you so much for talking with me today.
I'm happy to be here.